Again, Parshas Nasu, the Parsha of Gezel Hager, the institution where the Torah conceives of a situation in which a person has to pay back money that he stole, but there are no Yorshim to pay back to, so there's a way of paying it back to a Kohen and Tosefes Chomesh. That Parsha of Gezel Hager is the context in which the Gemara discusses an aspect of Ger Katan and is relevant to understanding what the basis is for having an institution of Ger Katan, of being a guy or someone who is not of age, someone under the age of what we would call Bar Mitzvah. The Gemara in the beginning of Perek Ben Sarer Morah, Samaches Amin Beis to Samachtes Amin Aleph, has the following discussion. The Gemara has a little bit after the two dafs. Amar Rav Chista, Katan Shaholid Ein Beno Nasa Ben Sarer Morah. Rav Chista's position is that a katan who gives birth to a son, that son cannot become a ben sarer morah based on a pasuk. Ki yaliish ben, liish ben v'lo leben ben. Then the Gemara says that Rav Chista argues on Rabbah. Rabbis have the opinion that katan ain't a molad. It's impossible to have a situation in which a katan can give birth to a, can father a child. Shinamar, three lines from the bottom. Im ein laish goel. So that's our parsha of Gezel Ger, Parshas Naso. What is the Torah speaking of? What is that situation of a person that doesn't have a relative? Everyone has some distant relative. Ella beGezel Ger, Kasam Adabra, must be talking about a Ger who has no relatives. V'yama Rachmana, Samotesim and Aleph, Ish. Ish at Tzarech Lachzer Alav, Im Yesh Golim, Vimlav, Katan, Iyat Tzarech Lachzer Alav, V'yaduish Ein Lo Golim. So if you have a Ger who's a Gadol, so then there is a possibility he may yet have fathered a child after becoming a ger, and you have to do the research to determine whether there are any yorshim to this ger. If however, it's a ger katan, then there's no possibility, according to Rabbah, of a ger katan or katan fathering a child. The Rashi writes, the top Dibur Maskel, Samates Amin Aleph, at the end of the Dibur Maskel, well, ger katan mistama gezel shalosh, shenishba la bisa l'sheker, l'kohen, hu biyadua she'en lo golem. It's obvious that a ger katan doesn't have a golem. The implication of this Gemara, the pashas of the Gemara, given that we're talking about how to understand the psukim of gezel a ger, and the fact that the context must be a ger katan, the simple understanding of the Gemara is that the institution of ger katan, the ability to be megayir a minor, is a deraisa institution. So that's the issue that is discussed by the Bali Tosfos, both here in Sanhedrin, the very long Tosfos Samaches Amin Beis, the long famous Tosfos, and Tosfos in Ksuvos Yud Aleph Amin Aleph, which is the next Mar Makom on page 3, slightly less long Tosfos, but famous as well. So if you just take a look briefly, let's take a look at the Tosfos in Sanhedrin first. Samaches Amin Beis towards the bottom. The Gemara in Ksubas on Daf Yud Aleph indicates that the basis of Ger Katan, of how does a Ger Katan work, it's based on a notion of Zechia, Zachin La'adam Shelo Befanov, which we'll come back to in a few moments. Tosfos on Samaches Amin Beis in Sanhedrin towards the bottom suggests that it must be that this Zechia is different than the Zechia of Kol HaTorah Kula, because he's bothered by this issue deraisa derabanan. Mi ukasha, 8 lines to the bottom. Mehida parakam deksubis. Darmina ger kadam abilanos al das bezdin. Ulchol ashim latir rabas Israel. Vikidusha kidushin. Ubanu cholsim yabin. Ulchol mili deraisa. So the implication of the Gemara in Yud Aleph in Ksubis is that the institution of Ger Katan is Daraisa, works for all matters, and he's treated as a Jew in every regard, even for Din of Daraisa. Doesn't sound like that's only because of Yesh Koch B'Yachacham, and really the institution is Derabanan, because we don't say Yesh Koch B'Yachacham Lakar Dar Ben Torah B'Kum Esay, we only say B'Shevi Al Tasa. And the Gemara invokes the notion of Zachin. Zachin also works Min Ha Torah. So Tosos says, well, maybe Zechiyah de Geirus Lodam and the Shari Zechiyahs, maybe the Zechiyah of Geirus is different than the Zechiyah of Kol HaTorah Kula, and we're not talking about the Daraisa institution of Zachin. Maybe we're only talking about a Din Derabanan. And ultimately, then, if we're talking about the Din Derabanan, maybe you do have to come on to say that we're operating with some notion of Yesh Koach even Bikum V'Aseh. If that's the case, that Ger Katan is only Mi Derabanan, then how do you get out of the Gemara in Sanhedrin? So that's what the Tosfos in Ksuvos Safid Aleph suggests. You have to say no Kimta. That the Gemara in Sanhedrin is talking about halfway through Tosfos Dibur Maslam Abilin. You have to say the Gemara in Sanhedrin is talking about Enokimta Mubarish in Eskaira. That in a Hanami, if you're Megayer a Katan under normal circumstances, that only works Midirabanan. What's the case where you have Ger Katan Daraisa? That's Mubarish in Eskaira, where a mother converts while the baby is in utero. So that case will work Min HaTorah. But Stama Ger Katan, operating based on Zechia, would only work Midrabanan. This is Machlokas among the Bali Tosos. Is it based on a Daraisa? Is it a Dirabanan? Tosos also has a Raya in Sanhedrin. Well, what about Dor HaMidbar? Dor HaMidbar became members of Klal Yisrael, the Geirus of Mamet Har Sinai, through Mila Tvila Hartzah Stam. And obviously there are many Ketanim in that group as well. So Tosus suggests, as in Sanhedrin, Tosus Rush embellishes on a little bit more, that maybe that is an indication that there must be an institution of Ger Katan Min HaTorah. Rashi, Ksuvus Yud Aleph Amud Aleph, Dibur Maslal Das Bezin towards the top. Rashi writes, Umago B'Yayin Kosher. So what does it mean that I have a Ger Katan? So now, the effect is, Mago B'Yayin Kosher. So that's the best example you could come up to explain the nafkamina of whether he's a Jew or not. So it sounds like maybe only for the Rabbanans, maybe in a Hanami for the Raisas. He's not. Again, so that's the machlokas here about the, among the Bali Tosfos. We generally assume, lahalacha, that Ger Katan works min ha-Torah, and the effect and the status of such a person is 100% relevant for the Raisas as well. Let's go back and discuss a little bit the mechanism of Ger Katan Bechlal and the basis of the Zochin that the Gemara discusses in Ksuvos. The Gemara has over there, again, on the third page of the Marmor Kamos, Amar Rav Huna Ger Katan Mabilin Osal Das Bezdin Maika Mashmalan Tizkus Ulova Zachal Adon Shalom Bifanov. I already know that. Tanina Zachal Adon Shalom Bifanov and Chavil Adon Shalom Bifanov. Mao de Tema Ovi Kucham Mefkeri Nichale Takai Milan De Eve Vade Mefkeri Nichale Kamashmalan Tahani Mini Godol De Tam Tam Di Surah Vakatan Tzkus Ulo. Fine. So Ger Katan is based on Zachin. Look at Rashi. The first Dibur Maskil on the Gemara, Ger Katan, and Ein Lo Av, the Imo Hevi Asa L'Skayer. What's the case of a Ger Katan? He doesn't have a father, and his mother brings him to be Megayer. So why is that what Rashi says? Only if he doesn't have a father. What if he does have a father? What if he comes on his own without a father or a mother? So Rashi sounds like the case of Ger Katan Mabilin Osal Das Bezdin, where we invoke the notion of Tzchus, and that's what Bezdin operates to provide, sounds like that's only where he's not coming with a father. If he comes with a father, maybe you don't have to come on to Das Bezdin. The Ritva has a different Gersin Rashi.
Who's the father?
Who's the father?
The father's not Jew?
The father is, let's say, being a guy with him. We'll come to that in a minute. So either the father's being a guy with him, or the father's not being a guy with him, but he's bringing him to Bezdin.
Right.
At least the first, and maybe the second. We'll have to discuss that.
Right. The question is, comes Yichus initially, right?
So maybe it's not a function of Yichus necessarily.
Right.
That's all on the table.
Yeah.
So what Rashi sounds like is that if the father brings him, maybe the father has to convert with him, maybe not. But if the father brings him, at least where the father's converting with him, you don't have to come on to Das Bezdin. Das Bezdin is necessary when there's no father. And then how Dafka is mother. Okay, the Ritva has a different Giras than Rashi. The Ritva there in Ksuvos quotes Perish Rashi, Hevi Oso Aviv V'Imo. But that's clearly not the Gerus and Rashi Lefaneinu. If it's Ava Ve'imo, so then that's Lafuke, if the katan comes on his own, or if Bezna goes out and tries to snatch a katan off the street and be Megayer him. But if we have the Gerus Rashi Lefaneinu, so what's this distinction between Aviv Hevio and not? Now take a look at the Shita Mikubetes, which should be the next page of the Maamar Kamos. Gimel Maskul Perish Rashi. Perish Rashi Zal Ein Haloshem Kain, meaning not like the Ritva that we just quoted, who says Aviv Imo. The Gerus that we have in Rashi Lefaneinu is only Aviv and not Imo. Or emo and not aviv, sorry. Ella kakosav aldas best. Vim elo aviv v'imo v'yasul nisgayev. No father, mother brings the best. V'kasha manoshach. Im emo nisgayev emo lamli das bezin. If the mother's converting with the kid, what do you need das bezin for? The mother should provide the das. Dechina begamar lekaman begershin nisgayev banav emo mali avo em linyanzeh. Hachanami degram rabbanam acher em kama acher avioser. It's understood that if the kid converts to the father, then you don't need das bezdin. So if he converts to the mother, it should be the same. V'lo nisgayre imo imo, lamalei l'meimer dein lo av, afil l'shoye lo av, kem dein nisgayre imo, b'ina das bezdin. So Shita Mikubetes assumes that the significance of v'yo aviv is not just the father brings to bezdin and leaves him and runs away, but he goes to bezdin and converts with him, and then that provides the necessary das. But if that's the case, if the mother comes and converts with him, she'd be the same. If she converts with him, good, and if not, then no different than if the father doesn't convert with him. Ve'efshar, the kol she'esh lo av, ve'eim, umevino, so l'skayir, afagav de'eidam v'skayim imo, nichalei b'may de'avdilei aviv v'imo, ve'eino tzarech da'as bezdin. So the Shita suggests, it doesn't necessarily count fully for why Rashi says Imo as opposed to Aviv, but he suggests that maybe you don't even need the parents to be converting with them. Maybe the das is provided by the fact that the parents are bringing the child, even if they're not converting, because that indicates that the parents want the child to convert. So even if they're not converting along, that provides sufficient das, because there's a nichusa that the child should do what the parents want. A slightly different formulation of that in the Meiri, just to understand the mechanism of what does it mean that the father brings him. The Meiri in the next page, Dira Maskel, Goy Katan, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 lines down. Umegayrin aso al daitam. Ki'ilu heim avosav shelzeh. When you're Megayr al das bezdin, what does that mean? That you're Megayer with the das of bezdin, keila the bezdin are the parents of this kid. She enyano maser lehem kederech she enyana bein maser leav lachnisa lebris lekedusha semuna. So a father has certain rights to a child to oversee his religious instruction. So just as a father is so charged to oversee the religious observance instruction of a child, so too Bezdin steps in to fill that role where you're Megayer someone al das Bezdin. So it sounds like there's a certain bias that a father has to provide that religious direction for a child. So it could be, the basis of that is as follows. Take a look at the Rambam in the skip a couple of pages after the Meiri. The Or Sameach says something similar to this. Or Sameach is in Avadim Perek Ches Halacha Kaf, but we're looking at the Rambam Perek Tes Halacha Beis in Avadim. Echad Akone Eved Kanani Yisrael O Min Ger Toshav Omen Akum Shukavish Tachas Yadenu. So if someone acquires an Eved Kanani from Israel or from a Ger Toshav or from a non-Jew, Omi Echad Mishara Umos, Yesh the Limkor is Atzmo Yisrael Le'Eved. Vareu Eved Kanani L'Chodavar. V'chein. Mocher Banov Ubenosav Shenemar mehem tifnu umimishpachasa masher imachem asher elida barzachem. So a non-Jew has the right, the bailus, to sell his children as an Eved Kanani. So he has a certain kinyan in his son to sell his son, to sell his child as an Eved Kanani. So that's not only the bailus in your, last week we spoke about the Shifcha Kananis and the Kinyanis and the Kinyan Mammon. So this is Ke'ein, that what the Meiri is stressing is Ke'ilu, the Kinyan Isser that a father has in his child to direct the religious instruction, Mila, Emuna, and as part of that Koach to bring a child to Bezdin to be Megayer them if the father so wants. And the Rambam, in the context of an Eved Kanani, is talking about the Kinyan Isser that a non-Jew has in his children. But that may relate to this also, the Koach, either the combination of Kinyan Isser, Kinyan Mamon, to borrow a term, that a father has in a child to bring them to Bezdin, where, if he wants the child to convert, that would provide the necessary das to allow for that Geirus to take place. The Meiri himself understands this only works if the father is actually Megayer with the kid, not just Hevi'o LeBezdin, but he's Megayer as well. But you could entertain that maybe even if he's not Megayer, as the Shita Megabetza suggests, if he's bringing him to Bezdin because that's what he wants for the kid, maybe that is of significance as well. Now, based on this notion of the father, the significance of the father, perhaps the difference between where you have a ger katan and the father brings him, father or mother, or father, and where you bring a ger katan on his own, so to speak. So that is the basis of a shita of the Chasam Sofer that is quoted in the Piskei Tshuva, that the notion of macha, which the Gemara introduces us to a little bit weiter there in Daf Yud Aleph and Aleph in Ksubis, that higdilu yicholim limchos, the fact that a ger katan is predicated on das Bezdin, on the notion of zechia, that Bezdin is bringing him into the religion because it estimates, it evaluates that it's considered to be a zechus for the child. So because it's only based on zachin, there is a provision of higdilu yicholim limchos. Rav Yosef, by the hay of the Ein Mishpat, that once a ger katan becomes a gadol, he has the option to opt out. Chasson Sofer says, lahalacha, that option to opt out only applies if a child is converting on his own, without his father. If a child converts together with his father, with his non-Jewish father, even though there's no yichus between them, Gershon is Gaikha Khatan Shinola Dami, so after they both convert, they're Me'ikar Adin, no longer halachically or not halachically related. Nevertheless, because a Ger Katan of Hevi'o Aviv is of a totally different nature than a regular Ger Katan, so Ger Katan Shevi'o Aviv has no option of Macha. Macha is predicated on the fact that it was Das Bezdin that brought him in, and then you could opt out because no one ever asked you. But if the father brought you to Bezdin, then we don't care that no one asked you. You're there, I'll das the father, and that is irreparable, that can't be revoked, and Macha'a will not work. Let's talk a little bit about some of the Gedarim of Macha, which happens to be one of the most confusing issues in Hilchos Geiris, how to define what constitutes Macha, which the worst situation is where you have someone who is a Suffolk, meaning you have a Shiloh or perhaps a Machlokes HaPoskim, whether something constitutes Macha. So you have someone who's Megayer as a Katan, and now he's in this limbo state where, according to some poskim, maybe there was a macha, in which case he's suffering not Jewish, but he's no longer observant, or maybe never was observant, and you can't do a gir lechumra on him to solve the problem, so he's in this unfortunate limbo state. So what is the gather of macha? When can macha be done? Who can do macha? What's macha? So these are all matters of confusion, or at least subject to machlokas in Rishonim and in poskim. So many Rishonim have the lashon, or at least are bothered by the problem of Eif Shel Litzamse. That let's assume Higdil Yichal Limchas. At what point can you do macha? Leaving aside the issue, a different Chasson Sofer, And the Tosafot read here on the side of the Gemara in Ksubis has such a lashon that anyway, shiurim don't exist for Bnei Noach. So our notion of the age of Shanim, of 12 or 13, being an age of Bar Mitzvah, so that's true for Yisrael, those are shiurim. But for Ben Noach, maybe the age of Chiyuvei Mitzvah, so to speak, or Das, is dependent on actual Das, not dependent on Shanim. And therefore, a Katan who is 6, 7 years old, so maybe he's already as a Ben Noach, a Lacha Gadol, and you can no longer do Geirus al Das Bezdin. And maybe after that point, Machal wouldn't work, so you have a whole window of confusion. I think we're not to Greenback, so it's like Zunt, won't do a Geirus on a child who's in that window between, let's say, 6 or 7 and 12 or 13 because of this point of confusion. But leaving that aside, so let's assume that the age of Galus that we're talking about is 12 or 13. Fine. So Yev Shalat Samsem, at what point? So the second, well, when does the clock strike? Is it Meis Leis? Is it the night of the birthday, and how long is that window which you could be a mocha? So the Ritva Zalashim, some of the other Rishonim have similar. Yeshlomer demayri b'mocha v'holechas mitoch kanus la'acher gadlus shelo gadlus sha'achas b'lo mocha. So in order to have a mocha, so sometime in the next day you're going to become a gadol. So you have to be in a constant state of machah for 2-3 days just to make sure that you get that exact window. There's some small window of time when the machah is going to work. Whatever that machah is, we haven't defined it yet. So I don't want to be Jewish, I don't want to be Jewish, I don't want to be Jewish. So you spend all your waking hours for an entire day saying, I don't want to be Jewish, I don't want to be Jewish, I don't want to be Jewish. And you hope that at some point you have a magical point where the machah is going to be relevant. Lashon HaTosafot Rash. Higdilo v'lo asa maisa yadus. Mishigdilo yichola limchas. So if she became a gedola and she didn't do a maisa yada, something Jewish, once she became a gedola, then she could still be mocha. Aval gedila sha'achas v'lo michsa. But if she's already become a gedola and she wasn't mocha, shenaga mina yadus, she did something Jewish. Shuvei nirchal limcha. So what does that mean? The first time, the day of the birthday. So if you say kriya shema, if you say bracha, if you have a cookie and you say mezonos, so now you did a maisa yadis, you did something Jewish, and then you can't be mocha anymore. Also unclear what's considered a maisa yadis. The Ritva Zalashon, nikarin maaseh she maisa yadis. So it's clear that you're doing something Jewish. So what it means to do Jewish can mean different things to different people. But these Rishonim seem to understand that there's a certain window, and Malacha has to be done within that window. Lashon Shulchan Aruch is like that. The Medvar Mamurim Reis Hamaches Seif Ches. And Siv Zayin it says, "Ovis Mechavim Kata and Im Yesh Lo Av Yachol Lagayir Sov Imein Lo Av Balis Gayir Even Mevias Lo Gayir Bezni Megayir Naso Tzchusu Lo Zachol Anu Shalav Afanav." Bein Kadin Shigiru Avi Bein Shigiru Bezdin Yachol Limcha. Similarly, in Shulchan Aruch is not like what we quoted, that even if it's a view aviv, Yachol Limcha is Misha Yagdil. Medvar Murim Bishalo Nam Din Yadus Misha Higdil, if he didn't do Jewish. Aval Nam Din Yadus Misha Higdil, Shuvin Yachol Limcha. But if he did something Jewish, so again, if you read these Rishonim literally, it sounds like all you have to do is something Jewish. If you you could be Michal Shabbos and you could eat Tarfos, but as long as you're doing something Jewish to indicate you have an interest in being Jewish, that doesn't constitute a macha. Look at the Shach. Sivkat in Yudzayin, quotes in the Ran. If you do machas a katan, it doesn't work. So you could be machas a katan and then change your mind. That sounds like if you're mocha even as a katan, and you don't renounce that malacha when you become a gadol, that could still carry over. So even if you haven't done the ma'aseh yadus and became a gadol, you made some malacha as a katan, that could carry over if that continues into the godless, into his period of godless. Ramosha has a chiddush. Ramosha is you have one that you was here in the end. Yerodeh Chelak Aleph Siman Kusamach Beis. So there's a Kusamach Aleph and Kusamach Beis. Ramosha's chiddush is he's talking about adopted children. Ramosha says if you have an adopted child that you convert as a katan, you have to tell them before they become bar bas mitzvah that they were adopted, that they were gerim, and make sure they know that they have the option to be mocha. Because Rav Moshe says, and this is debatable, but this is Rav Moshe's chiddush, that hidu yichol limchos is that when you become a gadol and you're aware that you're a ger, you could be mocha. But let's say you're not aware that you're a ger. You thought that these are your biological parents and you were Jewish from birth. And no one ever told you that you were adopted and converted. So according to Rav Moshe, at whatever point you find out that you're adopted, you could be mocha then. So if someone doesn't find out until they're 20 that they were adopted and converted, they have the option to be mocha as soon as they find out. So that could create more complications. Even if the kid wasn't mocha when he came bar mitzvah, but he wasn't aware that he was even the partial mocha, and then he finds out later, according to Rav Moshe, that could be a problem. Dain Weiss, Minchas Yitzchak, Chela Gimel, Simen Sadi Tess, Os Yud Gimel, Chela Gimel, Simen Sadi Tess, Os Yud Gimel. I believe that Dain Weiss is yartzei this tonight, Yud Aleph Sivan. So he also assumes, like Rav Moshe, that you have to tell the ger before he becomes a gadol that he's a ger. Because otherwise, even if he is knowing Minag Yadus, if he finds out afterwards that he's a ger, he could still be mocha. And then you run into problems. Let's say your chances might be better now. If you have a from home, so what are the chances that a 13-year-old is going to choose to opt out? If he comes out of the house, depending on where he ends up, it may be more likely that you'll have a problem and a potential macha. So it's a bad idea to leave that decision for later if you have the option for macha. But that's also not pashut. Is that true? That if you find out later that you have the option of macha, you could be mocha then? Or maybe this chiddush is not so pashut. That's another question that could get sticky in that kind of a situation. What happens, what the gedra that ma'aseh yadus is also confusing. So Chaim Ozer is a tshuva, Chelek Gimel Simen Kaf Ches, Chelek Gimel Achiyas Simen Kaf Ches, that if someone generally wants to be Jewish, so even if they're Michal Shabbos and over Averos, but they fundamentally want to be Jewish, they're just nishtal in certain things, that's also not a macha. He's a Yisrael that's an Avarian. Macha would be that you're totally throwing everything away. So that's not so likely. How many 13-year-olds, if they're in a from environment, actively throw something away? So we don't have time to discuss Moshe's other efsher chiddush, that what are the standards for doing ger katan? Can you have a non-observant family be megayer, do a geiris on a kid of a non-observant family, even if you know he's not going to be raised in a house of observance, which is generally not the practice, but Rav Moshe has the possibility of being makel under certain circumstances, so that we don't have time to get into. And then the other question is, this issue of non-observance, let's say you don't make any declaration, but you're just not being observant at the time of Bar Mitzvah. So Chaim Ozer says, not macha. Rav Bez and Rav Schwartz, should have refu shleima, was more inclined to view that possibly as macha, especially if the level of commitment in the family went down from the between the time of the geiris and the time that the person became bar mitzvah. And these are all some of the complications that we have when dealing with ger katan situations. And again, these are sticky shilas that often have to be addressed carefully based on the individual circumstances to come to a determination.
If the parents are not religious, what is this chus?
Say that again?
If the parents are not religious, what is this chus?
So the argument is that it's a chus to be Jewish.
Despite the fact that he's going to be a Navarian.
Right.
It's still better than
that's the Efshur that Ramosha has that other people took more extremely. And that's not the most possible, don't say like that. That's not the general consensus, but Ramosha has such a possibility.